Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. So I'm going to lay out my reasons why I believe the Trump-Vance ticket will win. Now, I am being a day one abominator of Trump. I recognize that he is a dangerous demagogue. He's absolutely vile. He expectorates odium all the time. He's a pathological liar. He's utterly shameless. The Pinocchio politics, you need to read my book about him, 20,000 Lies. So he is also imbecilic. He is deranged. He is something, who jeopardizes the entire world. So he's very, very bad news. Now, much as though I loathe Kamala Harris, I think she's not as bad as him. Trump, I agree with on only one issue, and that is he wants to save children. Anyway, but that's why I think that Trump will win. And that's probably unfortunate. I have to balance the fact that Kamala Harris supports the murder of children with the fact that she's right on almost everything else. And will that actually save more lives, her being in office? And it probably will. But as I say, if I was an American, I probably would have voted for the Reform Party. But Trump's going to win because he's ahead in most of the polls. And it's about 2%, so about the margin of error. Democrats usually have difficulty translating their support in the polls into people actually voting. Then Trump's also ahead in most of those swing states, like about 8 of them, say 6 of the 8. Obviously, it depends which poll you look at, and it varies from day to day. And there are only 99 days to polling day. So Kamala Harris is going to do a lot of catching up. And she's probably at her peak right now, because that's what happens when you announce. And it's virtually certain she's going to get the nomination. A lot will depend on who her vice presidential pick is. Doesn't seem to make much difference. Tim Kaine, he was Hillary Clinton's running mate. Isn't that right? I mean, I can scarcely remember, who was the dullest man ever. I mean, Hillary Clinton, say what you like about her. She's not exactly dull, kind of wooden, stiff, false, but distinctive. Had name recognition. And the people who Kamala Harris is probably going to pick is probably not going to have name recognition, someone to balance her. They say, you know, your vice presidential running mate doesn't really help you. You want to have someone, at least he doesn't hurt you. Although J.D. Vance, people are saying, and he's damaging Trump's brand, which I think is largely false. He is somewhat, in some ways, by being actually firm, tough in defending children's rights. Too tough for most Americans' taste. But I think maybe with the Christian evangelicals, yes. With militarists, yes. Appeals to them, economic populists, the anti-immigration lobby. He ticks all those boxes, coming from a working class family in Appalachia, and being young. So I think those aren't really liabilities. They're actually slight assets for the Trump camp. So vile though Trump is, I think he's going to win. And his anti-environmentalism and his anti-intellectualism, his xenophobia, his scapegoating immigrants, and his argument that the poorest people in America have too much money, that plays well with a large segment of the American population. So some people are willfully purblind or just stupid. A lot of them are minus on the Democrat side or imbecility on their side. But I think Trump is going to win for all sorts of reasons. And they're really fired up his base. And these the convictions in court, I thought would damage him, don't seem to have dented support for him at all. Him being shot in the ear, he couldn't have written the script better. And no, I'm not one of those wacko conspiracy theorists who think he planned it. That came within about a centimeter of killing him. Although, admittedly, you can survive being shot in the brain. Was it Gabrielle Giffords, the Arizona Democratic Congresswoman? It was about 2009, who was shot in the brain and survived, and largely recovered. Anyway, it might have killed him, if not left him so badly brain damaged he would have just been out of the race. But that really was a gift to his campaign. So that's why I think they're sort of turbocharged. And okay, there's been a lot of money for Kamala Harris, and they normally win. So I think he's going to win. I'm not quite as sure as I was before. I mean, sure would have been too strong a word. I give it a 60% chance now. I was giving it a 65% chance because Kamala Harris has had quite a good start, better than I thought, actually. But remember, she had dreadful approval ratings, even lower than Joe Biden, which is why I didn't think the Democrats were going to go for her. You know, when there were some concerns the Democrats were trying to say this sotto voce for about 3 years, but who else? But Kamala Harris was a non-starter for them. But they've gone for her, the blatant one. But as they should probably sink down when people really think about it, and some of this enthusiasm fizzles out. But at the moment, they're effervescing. And that's why Trump seems to have that willing formula will get back in. But if he does, you know, it's he's unlikely to get both the Senate and the House of Representatives, get one or other. Another thing is the states elect the president. It's not the individuals, not the popular vote. It's the Electoral College. Remember, each state has a number of electoral votes equal to the size of its congressional delegation. And then every state has two senators, regardless of its population. So Florida has California is the most, is it 48? And then the really small ones in population, they'll have two senators regardless of population. But when it comes to the House of Representatives, is sort of digressively proportional. And California will have like 48, I think, and the really small ones like Wyoming will have one. So one representative for Wyoming plus two senators, that's three. So three electoral votes. The states which are tiny in population, they've all got three electoral votes, and those tend to be Republican voting. You know, North Dakota, South Dakota, Alaska, a few more. Admittedly, there are states with small populations which are Democrat voting, or Maine, but they're not New Hampshire anymore, maybe Vermont or Maine, but they're not so many of those, and their populations aren't quite so minuscule, because Wyoming has got, is it 300,000 people? If you're to do proportionally, they'd have about a fifth of a senator, not two senators, or a fifth of a representative. So that's why Trump was able to win the Electoral College, actually quite handily, despite losing the popular vote by 2 percentage points of 3 million votes. And despite Joe Biden winning the Electoral College by the popular vote by 4.5% or 7 million votes at a high turnout, that's why that's why Joe Biden, though he did win the Electoral College, it wasn't by a huge margin. And in times out of the last five, the candidate who won the popular vote lost the Electoral College. So, and Florida is neck and neck. But I think the Republicans are going to win that one again, and so on. And most of them, North Carolina, I think they're going to win again. Georgia, I think that one is too close to call. Pennsylvania, I find that quite difficult. If Josh Shapiro, the governor, Democrat, if he Kamala Harris is running mate, and I think he will be, then I think the Democrats will narrowly get that one. Places like Michigan could go either way, despite having Democratic governor Gretchen Whitmer. And people have spoken about her as being the vice presidential nominee of the Democratic Party. I don't think they'll do it because they probably would think it is too radical to have two women on the ticket. Having an all-female ticket wouldn't put me off one whit, but maybe there's some bigots out there who might think it's a bad thing. I mean, I wouldn't care if the US state never had a white male as president again. You know, Republican violent, I wouldn't care if never had a white boy as president. I wouldn't give a damn if we never had a white or a male as prime minister or ever again. But there are some people of white nationalists or sexists or whatever who do care. I want someone who shares my attitude, is going to implement the right policies. I don't care which demographic categories they happen to fall. So Trump's campaigners' base are fired up. And they've got their slogans, and they've got some elements of the media which are really sympathetic. And the Democrats, their policies of infrastructure, which actually helped average people, they haven't translated into love for Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris failed on the border, and she comes across as sort of sneering and snooty and so on, and too much of an ivory tower intellectual. Remember, prosecutors often quite unpopular, not tough enough for some, but is she too soft in others? So she just can't win, really. I mean, the fact that she's childless, that will count against with some people. It shouldn't do. I don't care that she's childless. So that's why I think that Trump and Vance are going to win, though not by much. I think it'll be quite close. They may well lose a popular vote. I think they'll win, actually, but maybe only by 1 percentage point. And I think they'll win the Electoral College. But again, Nelly, what do you think? Is my reasoning. Is it specious? Goodbye then.